Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get more into that with Dexter Lawrence and Carl Banks and the back and forth. I'm just glad that Carl's in a beef that has nothing to do with either of us, BT, as Dexter Lawrence then returns some shots at Carl Banks. And here's the bottom line. We obviously would respect Carl's opinion on it, and maybe we'll just do it here. What the hell? But Dexter's got to play better. Simple as that. I think he understands that, and maybe he understands it now, so maybe Carl did the Giants a favor by lighting a fire under his rear end.
We'll see. He pushed back a little bit, didn't like what Carl said. Well, now go show us.
Yeah, right.
I thought the wording by Carl was very interesting. Like, you start throwing around respect, and
yeah, they don't respect you.
That was
a hit piece, dude.
It was
a pro, like a wrestling promo.
Yeah, he held it in for 2 years. He had to get back at somebody.
Who is he really talking to?
You and me, probably. Even though I'm cool with him,
and
you are as well. We clear it up.
It was clear he didn't respect us. By the way, he was talking to us on the show, which is why we had to move on.
I respect that he didn't back down from it.
Yeah,
he didn't say like when he was asked Carl.
Yeah,
when he was asked about it, he's like, you know, listen, I said what I said, and I love Dexter. I like Dexter. I love Dexter. Whatever. But I stand by what I said, and you know, a lot of times people say something, and because they feel some heat, they retract it. No, if that's what Carl believes, I actually have respect for him remaining married to that conviction, because I think he's a whole lot more right than wrong.
My question would be, and maybe this is just semantics with the words, but if they were really disrespecting Dexter Lawrence, would they be double-teaming him?
No.
So, but they still do double team him. Now, I'm not breaking down the film myself, but you know, I told you Bobby Skinner, I see him talk about it.
Baldy.
He's still getting doubled.
Yeah, well, Baldy's breaking down the film, and we had Baldy on Tuesday. Every Tuesday at BT and Sal. It's all over. You guys want to go find. He's great. So I would imagine that that's like the first thing he's looking at. You're right. Like, we look at it on a more of a cursory surface level. Certainly the interior play.
Yeah.
I'm not an offensive line coach, but I played 2 years of football and I played left tackle and I hate it. I'm the skinniest kid on the team. Why am I playing left tackle? Because a million years ago, they didn't throw the ball.
For the record,
if they threw the ball, I wouldn't have been there. I'd play quarterback maybe.
I know that there are some fans who get into it. For the record, I think the majority of fans don't care. Like, I'm not an X's and O's guy. I don't care to be. I'm not a football player. I'm not a football coach. I am a football fan. I watch football. I want to be entertained. I don't find it entertaining on a play when I'm watching it on TV to watch the trenches and see who's doubling who. I want to see where the ball's going. I want to see who's making the tackles, who's making the catches. I think that's the majority of sports fans or football's fans. So we could have Baldy on. He could enlighten us. You could watch Carl Banks, listen to him. He could enlighten you in a different way. Those things are good to me in certain situations. But as a fan, I don't care who's double teaming. I care about the results of the play. And I want to see dominance, though, from Dexter Lawrence, regardless of the double teams or what. I want to see him wreaking havoc in the opposition's backfield, and we just haven't seen that nearly enough.
No, he's had a very bad season, and he just is really not doing anything of significance here. You know, it's funny because again, within the boundaries of being honest, I mean, I'm not a tape head, I'm not a film head, but I've gotten a lot more into it than I ever was, right? And really, even my son's team, like, they send us the film after games, and the coaches send, and every team in the league has to do it. Like, if you play Team X versus Y, and then you're playing Team Y the next week, they have to send the film to our coach, so then you can kind of get a sense of what the other team has. And I do find that interesting, because I've learned some stuff. Where I do like film, all right, like, and I remember with the quarterbacks, Like early with Zach and even Darnold when he was really a mess, even though Zach was much worse. Like I'm saying there, are guys open? Are you not seeing things? Because I'm like, I have at least learned to distinguish, like, if a guy's open and the quarterback can't get it to him because he's just not seeing what's in front of him, or the O-line's caving and he's got to chuck it off his back foot. So I do appreciate it, but I don't pretend to know anything more than I do when it comes to that stuff. These gentlemen do. Baldy might be the best in the world at this, and he thinks that Dexter Lawrence has been terrible.
Do you like bologna?
I used to love bologna.
Okay, me too.
A little mustard, a little, yeah, sure.
You know what's in bologna?
Was it like the ass of a pig or something like that? The scraps?
You don't really want to know how it's made,
well,
right?
Same with hot dogs. Yeah, I don't. I don't need it anymore, so you can tell me.
I like hot dogs. No. I don't want to know. I want to eat a hot dog. I want to eat the bologna. I don't care how it's made. I don't want to know what's in it. That's, to me, the way that I would view film. I'm not saying you can't get educated in certain regards. I think for what we do, it's pointless. Like, we're not breaking down film. I don't find that entertaining. It could be educational. Sure, it's not entertaining. It's not what sports fans... I've never once in my life ever, in 46 years living on this earth, when talking about sports, went to one of my buddies and be like, "Oh, dude, did you see that pancake from, you know, the offensive lineman? Oh, my God, Sean O'Hara." Now, I'm not saying you can't appreciate a good offensive line or a good defensive line. I'm just saying that the film breaking down, to me, I leave that to other people like Carl Banks or like Baldy.
And they're all saying the same thing, what we were saying here. So, Wilson, when we were growing up, we didn't have access to that.
Correct.
Like, Summerall and Madden, or early days with Jim Nantzen, if they didn't give us a good replay, we're lost in the weeds. Yeah. We're just going, like, I'm looking at Canizero's report card after a Jet game, or... was it Schwartz? Whomever was doing the Giants back then, I forget. But you look at the letter grades, the coaching, the offense, the defense, the special teams, whatever. So, yeah, there's more access. Some people really appreciate it. I do, but I'm not nuts with it. And by the way, when was the last time you actually had bologna? How long ago?
Not too long ago.
Oh, so you still have it?
Yeah, within the last month I've had it. Maybe 2 months.
You buy it from, like, Costco or the stores or
like ShopRite. Sometimes we go to ShopRite. Yeah. We'll go in there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm in the mood for a cold cut sandwich this weekend.
Yeah, me too. Just bologna and cheese with a little mustard?
Now, it's not often. No, I would go mayo, if anything. It's not often, but a couple of months ago. We might have talked about it once, and I was like, you know what? I had, like, a thing for it.
Yeah.
And then
that's
I had
me with
it,
Spam.
Like, oh, Spam? Out of the can?
Yeah, not anymore. But when I was growing up, I felt like it was filet mignon. Sure.
I've never had Spam.
What?
No, never.
Before
had
a CYO game with my mom would make scrambled eggs and a little Spam and a bagel and milk? No, absolutely.
We would go, my mom would go fried bologna, as a matter of fact. Fried bologna and fried ham.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
man,
she would fry the Spam. I wouldn't eat it out of the can.
What is Spam? I don't even know what that is.
Probably the same nonsense and garbage and poison that hot dogs and bologna is.
But why Spam and not ham?
Like,
what's the S for? Do you have any idea what Spam is, Rami?
You're looking at two guys who have no idea back here.
Yeah, because,
it's not kosher.
It's not kosher. Oh, well, you too. That's right, Rom.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are missing out. Maybe you got to convert.
I don't know about that. There are other things I would rather eat besides bologna
that
and
is true.
Spam. All right, BT and Sal on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.